Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beautiful beings. Happy Sunday. You know this voice. Welcome back to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. I am back. And the vengeance and passion, the passion and the drive and the focus that I have now is unmatched. Because, excuse my language, but I've been bullshitting for about a year. But actually, it's almost a year. The last show that I did was on October 11th of last year. And like I said, again, I'm back. But so many things happened. Life happened. But that's neither here nor there. We are moving forward. We are focusing. We are doing what we are meant to be doing. Y'all know how I get down with these podcasts, internet radio shows, whatever you all want to call them. I need to bring everyone into the now. So whatever it is that you're doing, if you have a moment, if you are in a position where you are able to relax and have a seat, and let's take a moment to take a few deep breaths and make sure that we are all in the same space. We may not have the same experience in this next half an hour. We are definitely going to be in this. I have a new instrument. Well, it's new to you all. I've had it for a while. But I have a new instrument that I'll be using in each episode as well that will be assisting us with making sure that we are in the now. So take a moment, sit back and relax, if you are able to, again. Relax your shoulders, relax your eyes, relax your mouth, and let your body just sink into whatever it is that you're sitting in at the moment. We are going to inhale 3 seconds. We're going to hold that for 4 seconds, and we're going to exhale for 3 seconds. Let's begin. That first inhale, we're going to hold that on the count for the count of three. Let's hold that nice cleansing breath to the count of four. And exhale to the count of three. Second time, nice deep cleansing breath. Holding it for 4 seconds. And releasing to the count of three. One last time, make it a good one, make it a nice one. Inhale, 3 seconds. Hold that to the count of four. And exhale to the count of three. Thank you, and welcome to the now. You all, when I tell you all, that there has been nothing but life going on, life and life. That's pretty much it, life. But I can tell you the circumstances that are leading to me sitting in this van. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, I dropped my phone into my bowl. The circumstances leading me to this moment are crazy. I'm always told that I put a lot of thought into things and I tie things together. But if I were to tell you the story of how things just gradually happened and casually happened and me ending up here doing this today, I'm going to say that that's what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. Everyone has their own way of putting whatever spin it is that they need to put on something to help them get through it, make them, you know, have faith in it or whatever the situation may be. So with me, you all know that I am a firm believer in manifesting. I'm a firm believer in the universe giving you what it is that you need when it is aligned with what you want. So I have thought, oh, no one's going to want to listen to that, and decided you manifested all of these perfect, quote-unquote, jobs that you've been doing. This very last one, when I say it's perfect, you all, is absolutely perfect. There are some little, you know, hiccups to it that's going to come with anything, but it's nothing that's making me say, oh, I'm about to go. If anything, I push hard and I try to figure things out for myself that'll make them work for myself, for Janelle, on that job in order for me to keep it and still like it. It fits what I need as far as being careful with my legs. It fits as far as what I need and wanted as far as being consistent with going to the same location. My route did change up a couple of months ago, and it changed right when I was also having a life-changing event, so it was just hectic initially. But, of course, I made it through. I'm a Virgo, so, of course, you know, things are, like, extra dramatic. But as it may be, I am here now, and we are going to be – y'all going to get tired of me now because – The way that things lined up for me to be sitting here and having this conversation, this intentional conversation with you all right now, that's a story for one of the, as a matter of fact, I'm going to make that one of the episodes to explain manifestation and how I spoke this into existence and how I have been speaking things into existence and at my own dismay and at my own not believing in myself. You are your own worst enemy. Just delayed. It just delayed it. Anything that is meant for you is going to be regardless. Whether you know it or not, it's already there for you. It's just on the shelf waiting for you to be ready, regardless as to how long it is that you take to get there. If it's for you, it's going to be for you, and it's going to be there when you are ready. Period. No matter how many times you have to start over to get there, it's there. It's already there. Sitting and having this conversation with you all in my van. That's why you all may hear, I went to go look for a park today to chill out until I go have my little Sunday dinner with a friend of mine. And just so happened to come upon this park and they're having some type of festival over here. So I'm not sure if you can hear it or not, but you'll definitely hear my fan. You may hear the music. You may hear a few people walking past, but I caught myself parking far away from where the activity was going on. But anyway, you all are in for an amazing, amazing season. I have made quite a few changes. I want to say that the shows were an hour before. I think that they were. I'd have to go back and check, but they will definitely be an hour. I will definitely be featuring guests as I was before. This platform is to promote women mainly, but anyone that has taken that step back and understood and did what it is that they needed to do to just choose themselves, to just choose you. That's where your success lies. That's where your passion is. That's where you are able to say, you know what, this is what I need to be doing. I may not want to be doing it right now, but this is what I need to be doing in order to do what I want to be doing. That is the hardest thing to do for some people, and I'm one of those people. But again, is meant for you. It's going to be right there waiting on you when you are ready. When you finally say, you know what, to hell with everything else, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And pretty much that's why I'm here at this moment. in the whole confirmation from me making a decision and then getting a text message literally not even 4 hours later, that confirmation, whoo, y'all. I wish I could give you that feeling. But that confirmation was amazing, amazing. So this is just a brief half an hour reintroduction, letting you all know that I'm back, letting you all know that I am back with a passion that is stronger than before. I'm more confident in it. I am more gung-ho about this, what you're supposed to be doing, girl. Like, all the other stuff, okay, that's cool. That's a means to an end or whatever. But this right here, while you've manifested all those perfect jobs, manifest this business, manifest this show, manifest this property, manifest this, all of these other things it is that you have been so scared to do because you haven't known how. Figure it out. That hasn't been for me to figure it out. It happens because it's supposed to happen. Once you put out there and you show whatever faith it is that you have, that that's what you're trying to do, and you're ready, and you put the, and you say those words, that's another thing that I want you all to seriously understand and feel and take to heart and understand how powerful your words and your thoughts over yourself are. A lot of people, oh, you... Yeah, I'll be talking, you speaking spells, that ain't spells. You are speaking to your subconscious. You are speaking whatever it is you're speaking over yourself. Be careful with what it is that you're saying. Be careful with what it is that you're thinking. And in that same breath is when I'm saying be careful, turn around and pay attention to some things, because not only have I been made to see that this is where I'm supposed to be, this is what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, I've been so focused on, let me say this, I have and I've said this before, if you've listened to any of my shows before, at the beginning of the year, I have a word that I try to focus on. The beginning of this year, I stated that that word was going to be consistency. I wanted to apply that word to Just Choose You. And I was hoping that I could apply that word to my business and getting that back up and running. And I didn't even pay attention to where I was actually being consistent at. So I because I wasn't being consistent with things with Just Choose You, I just thought I was failing. I just didn't even think about other areas where I was applying that word. And the other area where I was applying that word, once I got notification, I was like, you know what? This is the first time literally in the history of me having it. It's my credit. I've had credit. I'm 45. I've had credit since I was 18 years old. And knock me or whatever it is you want to say, but I have paid consistently for 26 months, my bills. Have they been paid down? All completely off? No. But I'm come hell or high water, I'm paying them credit card bills. I was nowhere near like that before. Before, it was, oh, once they done got maxed out, I'll make a couple of payments. And after that, whatever, just you're going to go on my credit. For me to be consistent and to work so hard, and again, that word, consistent, I needed to take a step back and get reminded as to where you may have not been consistent and where you thought you needed to be consistent in, but you were consistent in something where you needed to be consistent in, with my finances. For what it is that I am doing and I am building and what I am here to provide for other people, that has to be in order, to be in order. So I've had a few lessons to go through to get to that. I've had a few things to smack me. You all know I'm always saying it takes for my white meat show for me to get the lesson. And I thought my white meat was showing last year, but obviously it wasn't. obviously, I kept repeating and repeating the same thing. I wasn't getting it. And that's okay because, again, the way that things lined up that led up to this conversation that we're having now, this episode, this rebirth, this reconnect, this I'm back, this let's do this again, this season four, this version 5.267-B, whatever you want to call it, I'm here. I'm here. We're going to do this. We're going to rock this. I'm about to highlight some amazing, dope-ass souls. I'm about to give you all some beautiful information. Everybody is so obsessed with these labels nowadays. I want to feed you all different information and just give you all a different perspective sometimes. It may be something that you already know. It may be something that you've already heard, but this is I'm going to give it to you again. Maybe this time it'll hit a little different. So it's definitely going to be about just choosing you. It's definitely going to be about health and wellness. It's definitely going to be about how you can find, get in touch with, stay in tune with your higher self, being a better you. That's who we can control. You are the only person that controls your peace. We can't do anything with anyone else but ourselves. Once we master that, and once we learn that, and once we accept that and apply that, so much stress will be lifted. Saying that life is, again, here goes one of these sayings I'm always saying, not saying that life is going to be rainbows and unicorns and, you know, Lucky Charms every day. But understanding that you are the only person that controls your peace, once you fully grasp the concept of that, so many stressors will be lifted from your life. I can just about guarantee you that. So it's definitely on the same path and the same train of becoming your better self, finding your better self, doing some explorations, having some conversations with yourself, doing that shadow work, doing the physical work. There are so many shortcuts nowadays, so many shortcuts, and it's killing us. You want a nice booty, so you're going to run and go get some type of surgery. You want a snatched waist, so you're going to go snatch it. Come on. We are not going there, and I apologize for that rant. We are not going there, but we are going to focus on how we can do things naturally. We are going to focus on how being more conscious can help us, becoming more aware of ourselves, our likes, our dislikes, what our bodies actually like, what type of things that your body responds to. We're going to be talking about how your gut has to do with your mental health. We're going to be speaking on how your finances, all of that. We're touching on some of everything this season. When I tell you all I'm coming at y'all with some of everything, y'all going to be like, whoo, she was not playing at all. We're going to get it together because they are trying to push and push and push so many agendas on us. And they have so many people operating under so much fear that you are losing yourself. You're losing, you're forgetting what works for you. You're forgetting that this is not an umbrella society. It doesn't work that way. You are your own individual. So you have to figure out you. You have to figure out your triggers. You have to figure out your likes. And guess what? Those things may change. It's not something that's permanent. And that's okay. That's what life is. You're going to grow. You're going to like some things. You may have loved strawberry shortcake as a kid. Now you can't stand it. I used to love my own spaghetti. Now I can't really eat it. I don't even think I can cook it right now because I just don't have the taste for it anymore. That happens. I was dead set on thinking that I wanted to be a defense lawyer for juvenile. I would have probably been and lost my license in this day and age. So no. Where I am now, what the things that are lining up for me and what is happening in my life and what I have manifested and what I will continue to speak into my life is exactly what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. It is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Everything happens for a reason and in its own time. When you are ready, you may think that this is what it is that you need. Like, you manifest. Why don't you just manifest winning the lottery? How do you know winning the lottery is where your blessing is? How do you know that you not winning that lottery is keeping you from something devastating from happening in your life? You don't know. You don't know. You may not be getting it because you ain't put in the work. You trying to get snatched so fast, you ain't putting in the work. So that may not be the easiest meal ticket. It sounds easy because it's instant. It's a nice instant fix for so many things. But what comes with it? What are you truly being saved from not winning the lottery? You know what I'm saying? So be careful of what it is that you're asking for. Make sure those wants are aligning with those needs. Make sure you're listening and are able to comprehend what it is you need for you. That's what you already know what I'm always teaching and what I'm preaching and always about. And my life has gotten to the point where it's forcing me to not only say these things, but to live these things out on a regular basis. Am I perfect? No. Who the hell is? I snap out damn on a regular basis in traffic, and that's why I was like, okay, you know what? Don't look for no more driving. Don't even manifest another job. I got shit to do with you driving. Do your business. There's no stress in that. Do your business. There are so many people that need to hear that need to hear your stories, that need to. That's why, Simone, I used to be like, oh, I don't like when people say that. But it's real. It's real. Hearing someone else and seeing someone else in a similar situation or in the exact same situation, or it may not even be the same situation, but someone that can relate, someone that can empathize, someone that can understand, someone that is not passing any type of judgment, for you to be able to look at that person and say, you know what? If this person is able to do this, why have you not? To just have so many things haphazardly thrown into your face, to have so many things randomly, just someone is sending you a message, someone is tagging you in something, or something is coming across your timeline. Not the little whole Google is listening to you, so when you have a conversation, it pops up on your Facebook thing. That's not what I'm talking about. But to have that alignment, and for things to line up and for things to just be how they're supposed to be, and you have no control over it, it's going to happen. You just have to be ready. To be ready. Because it'll come, and you'll see it, and it'll be right there, and you'll be touching it, or you'll be looking at it through the screen, or you'll be waving at it in the window, and it'll be going. You'll be on. You know how those Spike Lee movies, when the person is just moving? The camera or something is just moving, but the person isn't moving, but they're moving towards you. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to be right there, and you're going to feel like you could just reach out and you can have it, and you might even have it and touch it and feel it and taste it. But if you're not ready for it, it's going to go on right on past. And that's not to say that you missed it. When it comes right back around, you just want to be ready. That's all. You didn't miss it. You didn't lose out on it. You just got to wait for it to come on back around because you wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I was still focusing on not choosing myself but trying to be something for someone else. I wasn't ready. So now that I am, and I was forced into that, that wasn't something that I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. These transitions were inevitable, but these transitions were forced upon me. Tough transitions, but guess what? They're for the better. They're things that I have been saying and been contemplating and been tiptoeing and been, oh, I'm going to do this and then going That's what retrograde is about. Retrograde say, okay, you know what? Guess what? Bam! Now what? Now you ain't got that to go back to. Now you ain't got this. Now you know truly how that person, yada, 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 yada. That's what retrograde is about. Retrograde is not trying to ruin your life. Retrograde is not trying to tear you down. Retrograde is trying to make you stand on what it is that you know you're supposed to be standing on and you're too scared. That's what retrogrades are. That's what changes are. That's what forced shifting is. When you wasn't listening, when they was trying to tell you nice, like your mama, and your, when you have your kids and your kids don't listen to you and you pick that up. Can you pick that up for me? Hey, can you get that for me? Will you go pick it up? What is you yelling at me? Because you did not move when I said it nicely to you the first 13 times. Then you the crazy one. The universe do that. That's what you're doing. That's what they do. That's what retrograde do. So I've been smacked. I've been drugged. I've been, but not down, baby. Not dead. I'll say that. Long as you breathing, I don't care what you going through. Long as you wake up that next day, you have the breath, the ability, the chance to change it, to do better, to do different, to do something, to do something. And when I tell you all, I am the walking, talking, breathing testimony of finding your purpose, standing in it no matter what, no matter who thinks you what. Stand firm in it and walk in it and watch and see what happens. Watch and see. I am about to leave you all on this beautiful Sunday. I'll be back every first and third Sunday of the month. You all will be having some beautiful, intentional conversations. My soul says thank you to your soul. My heart says thank you to your heart. I hope your Sunday is everything it is that you want and need it to be. I appreciate you all taking this time to have this intentional conversation with Janelle. And I will see you all on the third Sunday. You are the only person that controls your peace. Learn you, love you, live you, just choose you. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.